The white one had a shaved head and a very large golden skull in one ear, and they both looked like they were perfectly ready to pull off our heads if anybody wanted to see them do it. And in between them, as they stood at a kind of bored attention, stepped someone who seemed like he might suggest exactly that. If the doorman was Lurch, here was Gomez Adams himself, 40-ish, dark-haired, with the pinstriped suit, blood-red rose pinned to the lapel, and a pencil-thin mustache. But this was a very angry Gomez, and he jabbed a finger at Deborah as he spoke over the din of the music. "You got no right coming in here," he said. "This is harassment, and I will sue your ass." He glanced at me and away, and then he looked back again, and our eyes locked for just a moment, and suddenly there was a chill in the stale fug of the club's air, and a faint leathery huff rattled through me as the passenger sat up and whispered a warning, and something black and reptilian formed in the air between us, and a small piece of a neglected puzzle fluttered up into my brain. I remembered where I had heard of Fang before. It had been in my recently shredded file of potential playmates, and now I knew who this other predator was. "George Kukaroff, I presume?" I could see Deborah look at me, startled, but that did not matter. All that mattered was that two dark passengers were meeting and exchanging sibilant warnings.
"Who the fuck are you?" Kukaroff said.
"I'm with her," I said. And although it sounded mild, there was a message in it that only another predator would hear, and the message was, "Leave her alone or you will deal with me." Kukaroff stared back, and there was a distant, just below sound roaring of hidden monsters. And then Deborah said,
"Tell this asshole to get his hands off me. I'm a police officer."
And the spell was broken as Kukaroff jerked his eyes away and back to Debs.
"You've got no fucking right to be here," he hissed.
And then he yelled again, just for the effect, "This is a private club, and you are not invited."
Deborah matched his volume and raised his venom.
"I have reason to believe a felony was committed on these premises," she said.
But Kukaroff cut her off.
"You got due cause," he snarled. "You got no due cause."
And Deborah bit her lip.
"I got lawyers who will eat you alive," he said.
The white bouncer thought that was pretty funny, but Kukaroff glared at him and he wiped the smirk off his face and went back to staring straight ahead.
"Now you get the fuck out of my club," he said,
and he pointed at the door. The two bouncers stepped forward and grabbed Deborah and me by the elbows and half carried us down the short hallway. Lurch held the door open, and they threw us out onto the sidewalk. We both managed to avoid falling onto our heads, but it was a near thing.
"Stay the fuck out of my club," Kukaroff shouted,
and I turned to look just in time to see Lurch smile brightly and slam the door shut. "Huh," said my sister. "Looks like you were wrong." And she spoke so calmly that I looked at her with very real concern, thinking that she must have hit her head in all that scuffle. Because the two things she cared about most in the entire world were the authority of her badge and not letting anybody push her around, and both of those had just been trampled. And yet here she was, standing on the sidewalk and dusting herself off as if nothing at all had happened. And I was so astonished that her words didn't really register for a moment. When they did, they seemed like the wrong words.
"Wrong?" I said,
and I felt like I was in the wrong conversation. "What do you mean I was wrong?"